But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary.
Hi, welcome back to The Ground Level. I'm your host, Sean. Today's episode is just kind of me going over my thoughts on the current state of our political environment. So stay tuned. And again, welcome back to the podcast here, The Ground Level. You can find us at rumble.com, The Ground Level, where we premiere. You can also catch us at Spotify and basically everywhere you get your podcasts. So, a lot going on in the world at the moment. Been some pretty hectic weeks. Past couple weeks have just been chaotic. The obvious, the Charlie Kirk assassination. I kind of went over that a little bit the other day. Very sad time in our country. Today I've been kind of paying attention a little bit of the Kash Patel Senate committee hearing today. Try to say that four times really quickly. You know, I'm watching this stuff here today and I'm seeing how it's obvious how divided we are and that Democrats just will not stop doubling down, no matter what. They're going to die on this hill. This constant trying to transform our country, destroy it from within, while putting the image that they're the ones here trying to save us and they care about the working class and those evil billionaires and all that bullshit. Cory Booker, I just was watching him just go ape shit on Kash Patel as he usually does, had the nerve at the end of his little rant to say, "I pray for you." This grandstanding crap of these boomers and their mental state. You know, they all watched the same videos we did as kids, and this was going to be their moment. Every single speech that they have is a moment where it's just going to ring through the decades to come. Everybody will remember my moment. If you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend you can find it on YouTube. Just jump on and listen to that piece of trash, Cory Booker. And that's all he is. Making little bullshit statements about he fears this is the last conversation he's going to have with Kash Patel. It's just sickening. I'm just tired of it all. You know, Kash Patel, overall, I've been pretty pleased with him, watching him over the past year now. Pretty disappointed in the Epstein file situation. You know, and maybe I just don't know all the legalities to that. What they're allowed to discuss, you know, things that are ongoing investigations. They can't make any comments on the files or the trials, all this kind of stuff. It's very frustrating. We all know Epstein was a horrific piece of shit. I'm hearing more and more lately that he wasn't this grandiose, you know, hedge fund guy or stock market guy. Now there's more even talk about he was put in there and he was working for Mossad and he was working for the CIA. He was a plant gathering information on the people that were coming to his island, that were coming onto his plane, all the sex trafficking, all this crap. And then we can't really be too surprised, can we, that we're not hearing much. You know, suddenly it's gotten really quiet. Everybody knows what was going on. We've all seen the files. The videos. We've seen the pictures. We've seen the people that were on his plane. All this kind of stuff. And then immediately, I find it interesting that Trump. Who knows what his level was? I don't feel like he was involved in. You know, he just doesn't seem like that kind of guy. Whatever you want to say about him, doesn't seem like that kind of guy that would be going after kids. But it's funny, that's what dominates the internet with the mainstream media. Trump, 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 Trump. We know Clinton was there. We know Hollywood people there. We know Prince Andrew was there. All this kind of crap. So that's been my disappointing part to seeing Kash Patel in there and Dan Bongino. Really thought, I even did an episode a couple months back about that. But today, the theme as of right now, and they were even bringing this up during some of the hearing there today with Kash Patel, and it is live, so jump on. this mockery of our system because it is so divided. And one side says this, and they're just going to lock down, and, you know, DC is corrupt right down to the ground. But to the ongoing lie that Democrats are doing right now in order to keep that message going that it's on both sides. No, it's bullshit. It's on both sides. Yeah, there have been cases in the past. How far back do you want to go? And this is what drives me crazy is now it's time to dial down the temperature. It's because they are a little worried that that animal's been unleashed and there could be pushback and now it's going to come back on the other side. But it's sickening how they pretend that we don't have a severe problem in this country right now. And it is mainly in part, well, I'll just say it's been nurtured by the Democrat Party across the country. White supremacism, trans rights. We're trying to, take away rights of trans. Trump is Hitler. All Trump supporters are Nazis. Charlie Kirk, Nazi, fascist. Most people don't even know what the definition of a fascist is. But they just spew out this shit over and over and over. And the more you keep calling somebody Hitler, fascists, Nazis, the most evil people on the planet. Well, what a shock. You have these crazy-ass people out there, a lot of them that we used to put into asylums involuntarily, and unfortunately, asylums abused that power that they had and did some horrific shit to people. Our world is just batshit crazy. And yes, we can maintain in it, and we function, and we go to Costco, and we do all this bullshit, bullshit, unnecessary bullshit, American first world problems. Oh my gosh, my neighbor's got a better deck than I do. I mean, it's just asinine. And no surprise that the public can be easily misled. And so we have a string of examples here that I'm going to go over. That it is not even, that it is not on both sides. But that's what they do. The Democrats have been so good for so long at getting out in front of it and saying shit like that. So those that would adhere to their policies or, you know, their team, their blue D, and this does go on the red right, of course, I get it. But they are masters of getting out in front of this stuff. So you can always have the person that just looks at their party and go, well, I'd have to see that. I don't know about that. You know, we're all being, I mean, and it's just, they can't admit that, yes, your guy fucked up or your team is corrupt and evil. And they keep spewing this bullshit. And all the Jon Stewarts and the Colberts now just trying to, we need to dial the temperature back. You're in part to blame. Because you've fueled this rhetoric. You have kept this alive that Republicans are evil, that they're fascists, that they're white supremacists, that they're Nazis. You have said that shit for decades. And now you caused this nasty, horrific nightmare that is going on because we have a lot of unstable people. And mind you, so many of them undergoing this transgender crap. Parents pushing this shit on their kids, Hollywood pushing this shit on their kids. You're telling me Jamie Lee Curtis, Will Smith, you're telling me on and on and on. It goes, they just, wow, this thing needed to come to light that there were so many children that didn't know what sex they were. It's just sickening and it's demonic right at its root. Watching this over the past year, I've been a man of faith my entire life. I have become more grounded in it now because the writing is on the wall, what's coming. This chaos, this twisted, this anger, this misguided sense of entitlement. All these people that are coming out of the and my gosh, after the Charlie Kirk thing, there's a great example. Video after video after video of TikToks of these vile, disgusting people celebrating this man. There's people selling T-shirts with Charlie Kirk's throat being shot out. How sick have we gotten? these people, as I said the other day, are all around us. They're all around us. And 90% of the time, I would suggest you can pick them out when you just walk down the street. You can see who's probably on that side, just waiting on the balance to snap. But when I hear this crap about this political violence, this political animosity, this goes on both sides, bullshit, and we're going to go over some examples, and this is of recent. So all of you that would start pulling shit out of your ass about, oh, well, what about Gabby Gifford? That was 2011. Try again. What about that abortion clinic? Those evil Christian right extremists? It's just bullshit. You don't have it. You don't have the information to back it up. And I'm just going to show you some of our current, this is what I was saying about the current political state that we're in right now, of shootings, attempted mass shootings, chaos, because of Democrat rhetoric that have made people insane. And let me point out to you real quickly, a horrific event. Charlie Kirk gets killed. What did you see around the country? You saw people coming together, doing vigils. And even in some of those vigils, you had some piece of shit show up and say, fuck Charlie Kirk. Well, what did you see after the death? A nation, a world. In London, Korea, Japan, in America, there weren't riots. There weren't people burning down buildings. And that was a horrific situation. People stayed calm, sad. They consoled each other because it was a very sad situation. Now, go back to George Floyd. He gets killed. And you can say unjustly. And I'm on that side. I, you know, my opinion of it was it was a horrific event that probably, sadly, shouldn't happen. He played his role. But let's not, you know, dive into that and start dissecting that whole situation. Let's just say it's a horrific situation. Somebody died. What happened? Riots across the country, Black Lives Matter, burning down buildings, people being attacked. You compare those two. Well, they're different. No, they're both tragic. Okay? Charlie Kirk was not a mean-spirited individual. He wasn't hateful. All that bullshit, too, about, you know, he was just, he hated trans. No, he didn't at all. There's multiple videos of them asking him that and him saying, no, I don't hate trans people. He was an ambassador for Jesus Christ. And he did well at it. He invited dialogue. He invited conversation. He was effective. And they killed him. But there were no riots. There were no mass fights. People weren't attacking people in the streets. People weren't acting like fucking animals. You get any kind of a, you know, police brutality killing or a, you know, a black person. Oh, yeah, well, it was the penny guy on the subway. Tried to destroy that guy's life. You get that Russian or Ukrainian, forgive me, Irina, who comes over here. She gets on a bus and she's murdered by a black guy. We're in a chaotic state right now. Again, I point out, yes, you can politically chaotic. Because nobody will talk. And that's what Charlie Kirk was trying to do. But I just wanted to point out a few of these examples today. And we've got plenty of them. You may not know of Trinity Shockley. Okay, transgender. This was a guy transitioning. I believe his name was William. I could be wrong on that. But Trinity Shockley just recently was arrested because he had planned on shooting up a school in Indiana because he was also influenced by the Parkland shooting in Florida. He was caught, and that was avoided. But he's planning on shooting up an elementary school. So there's one. And we're gonna go somewhere with this here in a moment. You know, many of you may have known about the William Whitfield. This one was in Colorado. Another transgender boy becoming a girl. attempting to go and shoot up children. This was in Colorado. This was back in February. Didn't hear much about this on the media, did you? And to point this out again, this is always, they're on guard. They protect the narrative. We don't want this stuff getting out, because then it goes against what we're trying to sell of this mutilating children, chemically castrating children. You tell me that's not demonic? Attacking our kids is one of the most horrific things you can do in a society, and I think as our Western culture, we recognize that. A lot of other cultures, I mean, throughout history, there's been sacrifice of children. And God has spoken many times in the Bible about protecting our precious little ones. They depend on us. But this is a constant attack from the left, getting into their minds, making laws like they have now here in Washington State, where if a child is being influenced to this crap online or whatever you want to do and goes to a counselor to say that he wants to transition, now there's laws on the books that they don't even have to notify the parents. They can assist this child, and I believe it's at 13 years old. You're telling me that's not a system going after our kids? Now, there may be some in the, you know, in the voters' realm where they're trying to wrestle in their own mind why this would be allowed, and they're trying to justify it. Okay, maybe there's children they're hurting inside, and there is some kind of a chemical thing that went sideways, kind of like the hermaphrodite situation, which is sad in itself. But we've taken that and spun it into this insane level. Well, a doctor assigns them their gender at birth. No, that's this insanity is so deep rooted, and so then the Democrat average voter, again, understandably, tries to rationalize it. Because insanity is not an option. We all want to believe that we have good intentions as people. And so that's not the option. Here's, well, what are they really doing? Maybe the scientists, maybe the lab coats, maybe these doctors, these people with their degrees, mind you, the superior elite, they must know something more than I do. So I'm just going to trust that system. And this specifically happens in a system where you've removed God, because that's all people's God becomes, is science and the lab coats, humanity, forgetting that humans are so corrupt and easily influenced by money. We just saw that through all the whole COVID garbage, and we saw that with the pharmaceutical companies, you know, with the OxyContin situation. Giving out plush pills, like little plush doll pills, to little kids. But hey, wait, hold on a second. They're doctors. We have this system we've all been, have been conditioned to just go along with the system. The system knows best. And then anyone like you or I that begins to question, we're called kooks and conspiracy theorists and foil hats, and it's to keep you quiet. The whole system is to keep you quiet, and the whole system is corrupt. And I get back to it again. This is all demonic. And those that don't believe that there aren't spiritual forces that are in this system twisting everybody up, I highly recommend pick up your Bible. I'm not going to make today's episode fully religious, but it's important to see what is going on in our world right now. And again, that was William Whitfield. He was stopped, of course. And then, of course, everybody remembers one of the more recent ones, the Robin Westman. The Minneapolis went around shooting children in a school, in a Catholic, a Christian school. And if you haven't seen online, and a lot of the media, again, this is what they do. They play cover for it. They don't put out what was in this guy's journals. This guy was severely wrestling with some demons inside. Drew a picture of himself looking in the mirror, and it's a demon looking back, saying, "Who am I?" Nah, look at the contrary to "I am." Who am I? It's important to know your scriptures. Ephesians 6:12 talks about put on the full armor of God. Know what's in those words because you can see what's happening here in the world. Another transgender. We're on three of them now. Because people were messing with these kids' heads, twisting them up. They clearly had, you know, internal feelings that were, that they needed help with. Instead, we encouraged this crap. Sexual identity on little kids. While I hate what this person did, I feel so bad for what the turmoil, the internal struggle that we have no idea the depth of it is, what he was battling with. Often pushed by adults who are supposed to protect him. And it is so heartbreaking. Now, I don't feel any sympathy for him for what he did. What he did was absolutely horrific. He deserves to be punished. But what got him here? It was liberal ideology that pushed these people into this state of madness in their mind to where they really only feel that all they can do left is murder children and going after children. See where we're going? There's always this constant attack on our children lately is what it seems like. To me, anyways. And it's just so sad, one after another. There's another one in Colorado. This guy shot up a bunch of kids in a school. His name was Devin in Colorado. He's going to be getting life in prison. Another transgender. And you look up the stories of these. These are lost people. And immediately, the typical voter, the low information person tries to rationalize, well, why did this happen? Well, and you can understand where the argument has ground when it's, well, it's because society is making them feel awful and Christians just go after them and make them feel terrible about who they are inside. And that's bullshit. Yes, you do have bullies. I was bullied horribly in high school. There are bullies. What should have been happening is that these individuals should have been getting help instead of encouragement. Because when you're encouraging to go against nature, right? These are scientists. They're all about nature. If you want it, let's say you're removing any creator. This is just, you know, pure science. The earth just formed. Then you have to accept the fact that we as well are just part of that nature. And you can't control that then. You can't set you can't put a set of rules in place of morality. Because if it's just all just science and, you know, creation just burst it out of nowhere, then we are just part of that same system. And then you get into some really scary relativism. It's not what I would do, but who am I to judge? Our Western culture is built on these systems of morality and the Ten Commandments and gives us some basic foundations of right and wrong. Even if you don't believe in God, you still grew up in this system that helped build. I can sit, you know, a mile away from an atheist, but we both grew up in Tacoma, Washington. And we both were probably around the same types of peoples in the same systems. And so we have this sense of you don't kill people, you don't steal, all these little basic things. Instead, we're encouraging this on our kids. And I can't stress enough how disgusting I think it is and how evil it is. And that's all it is. And these people that are being influenced by these demons. And I'm talking about the pitchfork and the red and the goblin looking. That's the problem. We've made it cartoonish about these evil forces that are all around us. And the evidence is right here. Once again, one after another after another. And the most recent, of course, is Tyler Robinson. Media was so quick to get out in front of this old Lance over there. We found out a week and a half later he was dating a trans person. I can't remember Lance's last name. But again, it really does hurt my soul when you see, you can connect the dots and see what's going on. Well, there's always been trans people. There's always been gay, but you're right. I'm talking about the current environment that we're in at the moment. We can go back 100 years, 500 years, 1,000 years. We can keep going on and say the horrors of society and humanity. Of course, I'm happy to have that conversation. But right now is what I'm talking about. We're seeing a trend, and to ignore this trend is irresponsible. And it's corrupt, and it's also some people just don't want to see it. So now you got this guy, the alleged murderer of Charlie Kirk. And it comes out, yep, sure enough. Many of us were waiting for it because we've seen this trend, and sure enough, bang, here it goes. And the media was on top of this right away, trying to spin it as, oh, his family is conservative. And it's my gosh, it's sickening how they get out ahead of it. Well, they were Christian. They weren't accepting his lifestyle. It's so sickening, this massive movement to manipulate you, to lie to you, to enrage you. I'm enraged for a different reason. Obviously, it's tragic and brutal what happened to Charlie Kirk and children across our country. People like this, though, they have been influenced and twisted. And I keep saying that because it's important that you understand that this is the motive. This is the goal. Humanity is a joke to the fallen angels, the sons of God. This is what I truly believe. And the evidence is here of what's going on, twisting up the creation. Simple little basic things from Sunday school. The rainbow, which was God's promise that he would never wipe out the earth again. He's never going to flood us again. You find that a coincidence that the LGBTQ plus ampersand, whatever, uses the rainbow as their symbol? I remember my wife years ago saying, I mean, because she's loved rainbows her whole life. I remember her saying early on in our marriage, well, I'm not letting them take that away from me. They can use that symbol. That's not a coincidence. That's a big F you to God from spiritual powers. So once again, here's this guy. Killed Charlie Kirk, probably influenced by that transgender, that guy that was becoming a girl that he was dating. He's probably already confused because it seems like on the nature level, if he was, you know, heterosexual, for lack of better words. I mean, really just whatever, what he thought he was in his own mind. And I'm completely speculating here. I'm trying to imagine how this happened. He's already battling that he's attracted to a man that's becoming a woman. That probably was something that he was wrestling with, perhaps. And then this individual, Lance, who is the transgender, who's pissed off at the world, is using him. And that's just evil. And probably twisted him up even more. And then all he knows is Charlie Kirk is evil. He's a fascist. He hates transgender people. He hates homosexuality. Man, it's unbelievable. These rotten human beings that are out there, they're rotting inside. So they latch onto somebody else to project more of that pain onto somebody else. We're in a sick time. This is just this year. Okay? So don't anybody say to me again, well, it goes on both sides. We need to turn down the temperature. Conservatives didn't turn this temperature up. Horrific situation there. And I'm sure everybody imagined it. I'm giving you this list. This is what you won't see. And it's important to see this. Everybody remember Audrey Hale? Went in, shot up a Christian school. Now we have a female transitioning to male. And I say again, these are sad, tragic situations. I can't imagine. You try to rationalize, you try to understand that is our nature as human beings. When something horrific happens, we're trying to sift through it. Why did this happen? How did we get here? We've all gone through adolescence. We've all been teenagers, and that is hell of its own. You're just kind of in autopilot and trying to manage through the range of emotions that you're being hit with. And then now you have educators and counselors and politicians pushing you and parents. There are some sick mothers out there that I have seen that have been pushing their kids down this. Maybe we'll do an episode of that, because we just watched a documentary where this mom was pushing her little boy to transition into being a girl. And the court system came in and took away the father's rights because he didn't want to affirm it. There's a story out in California. It's horrific. And every time that this father, who you can see in his eyes, is heartbroken, every time he has his visitations over video only, and it has to be supervised by a government official, he has to sit there and pretend that his child is becoming a girl. They took away his parental rights because he didn't want to affirm this. You still don't think society is attacking kids? That this isn't demonic? Here we go again. Who knows what level of pain Audrey Hale was going through? I was pushed down this road, convinced you need to do this. And here we are now with a gun. And mind you, what do Democrats immediately do every time you have this situation? We need more gun control. Gun control. That's their motive. These situations, these horrific situations, are being used as a political poster to get your gun rights taken away. You know, the majority of gun owners, I would suspect, in America, I would suspect the majority of law-abiding gun owners are conservatives. And if this goes on both sides, why is it we keep seeing liberals and Democrats the ones that are doing all this violence? Give me an example as of late this year, especially after the Charlie Kirk situation. The majority of people in this country who own guns are conservative. You didn't see them going out shooting up buildings. You don't see conservatives going out and shooting up kids. Give me one example where you found a conservative, a Christian, who went into a school and murdered kids. You can't deny these facts, that something is going on right now. This is the trend, and it will continue. It's not going to go away. And again, I say, I feel horrible for Audrey Hale here about whatever that turmoil was internally. What she was struggling with, I can only imagine that confusion and pain and anger and rage, especially when you have people pushing you in a direction that feels unnatural. The psychological scramble, I can't even imagine. What just getting up out of bed, what must have been like every day for this individual, this young person. And again, I say very clearly, I have no sympathy or empathy for what this person did. And I believe, if I recall, Audrey was actually one of the ones that got killed by police. Again, adding more to the tragedy. We are twisting up I am so sorry that I keep saying the same thing, but that's the only way to look at it, is that their minds are completely upside down and scrambled because we're not doing our job as a society saying, hey, why are you feeling this way? Let's get some therapy. Let's get some help. Let's work through this together. Instead of pushing this transgender ideology to please that community. It's a sad state that we're in right now. And again, kind of staying on the theme today of more shootings and the Democrat chaos and the, what is this? We keep hearing about it's on both sides. It's so repulsive every time I hear that because it's just part of the playbook. Keep saying it over and over and over. Eventually, this will fade out. So we had the Thomas Crook guy, which I find really interesting right now that we still don't know too much about that. Really interesting how that kind of went away. And you can get into the whole conspiracy theories, Manchurian candidate stuff, and you know who pushed this individual into the situation. But we didn't get too much on this individual. Just kind of faded out. But here's another example. Trump is Hitler. Trump is fascist. Trump is evil. MAGA is evil and corrupt. You have people screaming at each other on planes because somebody's got a red MAGA hat. This guy was so pushed into that system, he had no alternative. Instead of getting a job, building up his own life, become a pilot, become a geologist, do something with that God-given life of his, he was so screwed up in the head, he felt his only outlet was to try to kill Trump. And it's pretty amazing. I mean, we all know that a little bit of a head turn and Trump wasn't killed. And again, not going to spend time on how did he get here and all those conspiracy theories and all that stuff. It's just not. The point here is that right now we're in this era where we have programmed everybody that if you're a Trump supporter, you're Nazis, you're Hitler. Systematically killing 6 million Jews. You compare Trump to that? This is just so outrageous. And then again, I point out, when you keep that rhetoric, that narrative alive and well, with power behind it, 24-hour loops in your face on your phones, because we have this society that's just, I've got to attach to my belief systems, and then you're programming them with this hatred like this. Well, it goes on the conservative side too. Okay, cool. Show me an example. And if you find one, I can pull 10 more right now to say that, no, it is not both sides. Not right now. There could be a day where it is. And there could be a day where 20 years from now, things, the conservatives start doing some, I don't see that happening. But I am staying in this current environment. We are in danger. The other one, what was the other guy? Ryan Wesley. This lunatic. Hosts as a conservative. You telling me he wasn't a plant? Goes out to a golf course, tries to kill Trump again. You can go in downtown Seattle, Portland, Oregon. Even Tacoma, sort of Chicago, Minneapolis, Manhattan, and you're going to find 1,000 of these guys right here. We've all seen this guy. This trendy little boomer, little piece of shit, pissant, who has not made anything out of his own life, but he's been radicalized. He's been told again that is the enemy. We have no other choice. We have to stop fascism. We have to stop Nazism. No kings. No kings. What another fucking joke that was. Excuse my language. No kings. We sat there in the entire environment of Obama and Biden, them acting like kings. I live in Washington State where that's all they do. They don't give a shit about the public at all. Tax, tax, tax. Screw up your life. Take away your rights. Make it more difficult. It's sickening. No kings. You know, I'm not even going to waste too much time. This guy was so nauseating because he was such a pathetic walk of life. Ryan Wesley. With that smirk on his face, too. He voted conservative. Isn't that amazing? How deep they go. They put these plants in. They get just on the record. That system of, I'm going to really cover my tracks. I'm going to make it look like. I mean, that goes so deep to go through that kind of effort when you're truly somebody who's on the left, a liberal, Democrat. Everybody knows how sick I am of Democrat, conservative, and all this kind of stuff. We're in a state of good against evil right now. And last, I don't want to show what's so common. I think we talked about this briefly on the last episode. But that poor Ukrainian woman, Irene, I believe it's Irina. I won't butcher her last name, but here she was, a Ukrainian refugee. And mind you, all the people online with all those Ukraine flags, we stand by Ukraine, not a fucking peep out of them now. And you know why? Because they had to pump the brakes because it was a black person that murdered her. In a train full of black people that didn't do shit. And again, I'm not going to show that image because it actually chokes me up and it takes air out of me a little bit every time you see that image of her in that split second of confusion and fear. Because it happened so fast. In 2 minutes, she weeps and bleeds out alone. Finally, somebody comes to the end, but not after 2 minutes. Why do you think, oh, well, it wasn't a racially charged thing. Yes, it was. A bunch of people on there. She's the white girl. That's the only one he attacks. If he was so unhinged and out of his mind, you didn't just see him to start slashing people. As he's walking off the train, he even says, I got that white girl. These are just facts of the situation. Nobody questions why all those people, we're talking about human beings. Now, one black person, though, when it happened, immediately jumped up to stop him, take him down, help the poor girl while she sat there and bled out of her neck. Nobody wants to talk about this. Not anybody on the left. They want to ignore it. Well, that's because of systematic racism in this nation. It's because of hundreds of years of African-American oppression in America. America's got blood on its hands. This is such nonsense. We're beyond that now. We're just talking about human beings sitting on a train. And then you had a fucking lunatic attack this beautiful woman. Specifically because she was white. Guy had been arrested 14 times. That political activist judge, Democrat again, who let him out again. We see this time and time again. These activist judges, these prosecutors, attorney generals, politicians, letting these people back out, getting rid of our insane asylums. Just happened here in Washington State. Our previous piece of shit, Governor Jay Inslee. Everything is keep this message alive. So it's just so disturbing that we're in this current political state. I don't see the off-ramp. I think it's going to only get worse. I think what will eventually happen is the pushback. And when that happens, which is what I think the Democrats want, when that pushback happens, when you get a national fleet of conservatives that arm up and say, we've had enough of this shit, and they just snap and they start attacking politicians and they start attacking judges, That's what they want, because then a martial law can kick in and then we can really get rid of that Second Amendment. It's just about control. Control is a huge part of all of this, this chaos. The liberals, Democrat politicians, the ones that are devising all this, they're very patient, very systematic. This has been a process for a minimum of 50 years. Such a strange time right now in our country. Again, it looks like that politician is sitting there. I can't remember the name of that chairman, but he's still talking about, you know, he's still questioning Kash Patel. I love my country so much. And in recent years, I've become closer to God more than ever. I pray more. I ask for guidance more. I personally have made God my priority in everything that I do. How I take care of my family, I ask for guidance and wisdom. How I go to my day-to-day routines, being polite to people and kind, trying to help those that I can. As Don Bongino has said, and I kind of stole this, if you will, but he coined it, we all have an expiration date. I'm 50 years old today. And that's a lot to process when you really go, wow. You look at me as 50 years old and who I was when I was 20. We're all different people from our youth. And I think it's very important to continue as a society and to reach out to the extent that I can as well. Carry on that same type of mission that Charlie Kirk had. Number one, preaching God, making God a priority. Number two, having dialogue and conversations with people. He said it perfectly, when dialogue and conversations stop, violence begins. And here we are. And I highly, highly recommend to everybody, if you haven't watched, you know, I said this on my previous episode, I watched his reels and his shorts and all this kind of thing, but I wasn't on his podcast daily as this kind of thing. But not once did I ever watch this man promote violence, promote hate. He was never cruel. He wanted to speak with people and acknowledge, get people to understand where he was coming from. His principles, his core, what he valued. God was first in his world, and he loved America very much. I love my country. This has been my home. And I've watched for a minimum of 20 years now, people trying to destroy our country under the guise that America's got blood on its hands. It has a corrupt history. It does. Every country does. Every nation does. Our nation is relatively young. But we should be constantly on this pursuit of improving our nation, not destroying it. Everybody, thank you so much for watching The Ground Level. Again, you can catch me at Apple and Spotify and basically everywhere you get your podcast. While you're here, please follow The Ground Level, like our videos, and spread the word, continuing to grow. Thank you, everybody.